Why is magic exciting? It's a good question, isn't it? Why is magic exciting? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Why is magic exciting? We all look at magic as something that is difficult to do. We look at magic as something that is strange and unusual. We look at the magician, for instance, and we look at the type of magic he does, and we know that it's legerdemain, it's the hand is faster than the eye, and a lot of chicanery is going on there. But also a lot of very wonderful things are going on there. I think the most wonderful thing about a magician is the reality that people want to believe the magic. People want to believe the magician can do wonderful things. People want to believe that the magician has the ability to be a mandrake, to be a Merlin, to be a fantastic being, you know. They want to believe it. And so in the process, they take their thoughts, we take our thoughts, and we put our thoughts on the idea that whatever the magician is conjuring up, he's doing actually. Now, in the back of our mind, not too far in the back of our mind, is the thought that this really is not magic at all. It really is just some subtle way of making us think one way about something when really it's another way. We have so many people who are exquisite magicians, and in their magical legerdemain, they cause us to think that buildings are there that aren't there, or buildings are not there that are there. They cause us to think that we are puppy dogs and we go barking on the stage, and they cause us to do all sorts of very fascinating things, and some quite real, as extending our body between two chairs as stiff as a board and not bending and not falling down and so forth, which is really rather impossible to do under normal circumstances. But under the circumstance of the mind trance, it can be done. Many things can be done, and many things are done. Now, magic is exciting because it takes a great deal of concentration to accomplish the magical things. It takes a great deal of concentration to be able to put a magical concept into business. Now, how do you put a magical concept into business? Well, so many of us have thoughts. And the thought is that, wouldn't it be nice if Aunt Susie would come to visit us? And the next thing you know, there she is standing at the doorstep, ringing the doorbell and saying, "Hi, here I am." And you say, "I was just thinking it would be nice if you came to visit." "Well, I just felt like coming to visit. I felt welcome, I felt good, and so I came." Well, gee, that's magic. That is magic, is so wonderful. And then we are wishing for a new car. And we think, gee, wouldn't it be nice to have a new car? Wouldn't it be nice to have a car that is so pretty and so beautiful? Wouldn't it be nice to have a car that's big enough for the whole family now that we've grown and we need more room? Wouldn't it be nice to have RVU or whatever, and have something, that recreational vehicle, that would allow us to have the whole family in there and go on picnics and do all sorts of stuff? Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice? And then Daddy thinks, yeah, wouldn't it be nice to have something like that, but not something that's a gas guzzler. We want something that is going to be very refined on the using of gas. It's going to give us the best mileage possible, considering the amount of space we want and the amount of power we want and things like that. And little by little, as these ideas are put into motion, the thought just sort of dwindles off into nothingness and is allowed to be nowhere. And then, lo and behold, we find ourselves buying or receiving or getting or in some way having this wonderful car that we thought we'd like to have. Now, we don't have to buy it. We don't have to have it be given to us. We don't have to have it be something that is so rare that we have it just out of the thin air, but we can have it be something that is in our family. Say our mother-in-law is getting older now, and she's going to come to live with us. And as she comes to live with us, she brings her car along, which happens to be a car exactly like the one we would like to have. And so she comes to live with us, and she says, "Now, I'm not going to be driving my car very much, so you just use my car all you want." And she keeps up the insurance on it, she keeps up the license on it, she keeps up all the maintenance on it, and she lets us drive it. Wow, what a smooth thing, what magic! We say, "Well, that's not really too magic. I mean, that's an obvious way to have it see it happen. It's an obvious way to have it see it brought forth." Yeah. We are so adverse to magic that we want to belittle every possible way that magic might reveal itself in our life. And because we are such antagonist to magic, magic finds its way into our experience lesser and lesser and more difficult ways, and we are truly the losers for it. When we can open our hearts and open our minds and open our inner beingness to the magic that we are, to the reality that we are, that everything is already ours. Our mother-in-law had that car, and she was living somewhere else, and the thought had come into our mind that she could come live with us because she maintaining two big homes and so forth. She didn't need to do that. And we had even a little guest house out back that we were thinking that we'd make ready for her. And you see, our givingness made receivingness all the more beautiful, all the more wonderful. And then, as our mother-in-law lives with us and drives less and less, she says, "I'm going to give this car to you totally. I will still keep up the license and the insurance on it, but it is now in your name. It is your car, and you just use it anyway." Is that so strange? Is that so unusual? Magic happens in many wonderful ways. What's the way that magic happened in your life? What's the way that magic comes forth in your world, in your thinking? Sometimes we're thinking of a problem, and we're thinking, "My goodness, I wonder what the answer to this is. How should I handle this computer? How should I handle this computer which isn't functioning just right now?" And so we let go of thinking how we should handle the computer, and then a magical thought whispers into our mind and says, "Press Control, Alternate, Delete, and watch everything clear up perfectly. You don't even have to delete anything. You don't have to take anything away. Just start it again, and zip, it's all working perfectly." And you say, "Oh, come on now. I've done that before, and it didn't always work." It works now because it works now, and I said it works now. Our magical mind tells us, "Do it. Do it." And so then we do what the mind tells us to do. We do what our magic tells us to do. And lo and behold, it works just fine. Magic is pressing at our doorstep all the time. Magic is careening at our life in every beautiful, wonderful way. Magic is shouting at us and saying, "Hey, I'm real, I'm real. Let go and let me be. Dream your wonderful dream and watch me, magic, bring it forth. Watch me, the mind, watch me, the infinite cosmos, reveal to you that which you have in your heart and your mind and your being." There's no way you could create an earth. There's no way you could create a car. No way you could create a person. No way you could... "I can create a car." Yeah. But there's no way you could physically create a car. Zip, right there. But there is. There is by our thought. By the magic of our thought. By the magic of our inner being. So let's take that magic of our thought, of our inner being, and let's put it in motion today to bring about some of the most exciting things that could ever happen in the life of a human being. Why is magic exciting? Because it comes in such unexpected ways. Because it reveals itself in such unexpected ways that we could never have dreamed possible, and we don't even want to start trying. We just let go and let it reveal itself in its perfect, ideal, wonderful, fantastic, glorious way. You know, life is wonderful. And I think that it's more wonderful than we'll ever know if we'll just let go and let it be in our heart right now, today. Why is magic exciting? Because I never know how it's going to work out. All I know is I put the cause in motion, and there it is. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.